This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Adult content alert. We are entering the R-rated portion of the program for the story of a legal dispute in Texas, which regulates sex toys. It's okay to possess these devices in Texas, but not to sell them. People are rarely prosecuted under the law until now. Stephen Cuevas reports on a pair of cases and a listener caution. This piece does contain some whoopee language.
Joanne Webb lives in Burleson, a small city of about 27,000 people a few minutes south of Fort Worth. It's one of Texas's most politically conservative, devoutly Christian communities. Its motto, Burleson, a city of character. Webb is also a Christian, a Republican, and a former elementary school teacher. At first blush, anyway, a perfect fit for a town like Burleson.
I was on the executive board of directors of our local chamber of commerce when I decided to start this business, and I think it... The idea of a city leader having a sexually oriented business really threw these people off.
What some people in Burleson didn't like was Webb's in-home passion parties. Think Tupperware party, only with sex toys instead of plastic food containers. In 2003, Webb was arrested for selling a vibrator to an undercover cop.
Well, you can purchase these products all day long. The law says nothing about that. What the law does say is that it is considered illegal to promote an obscene device. And under the description, promote is anything as far as selling, giving, encouraging in the use of, an obscene device, obviously. Can I say it? With the law, I mean, it says it in the law. An obscene device is anything to include a dildo or artificial vagina or anything used to stimulate the human genitals.
Webb went to jail and was all set to stand trial. But so much unwanted media attention was focused on Burleson after the arrest that the DA's office dropped the case. In the meantime, Webb became the lead plaintiff in a federal lawsuit that aims to remove the sex toy statute from the books. That, while another case, 600 miles away in El Paso, was generating its own heat. In September of 2003, an adult bookstore clerk named Sergio Acosta was busted in a citywide sting operation after he sold a sex toy to undercover cops.
The store that my client was working at had been openly selling these for a number of years and did not know that it was even a crime under Texas law.
Roger John Diamond is Acosta's attorney.
And he showed the undercover officers, two female officers, the device, told them that they would be gratified if they used the particular device. The officers then purchased the device and left the store.
Acosta was charged with a misdemeanor and faced the possibility of a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. Acosta's case was dismissed by an El Paso judge, but the El Paso district attorney is appealing that ruling. It's unclear why. Robert Jensen has a theory. Jensen is a University of Texas journalism professor and the co-author of Pornography, the Production and Consumption of Inequality. He believes that the DA has a bigger political cause than just the sale of sex devices.
At the core of obscenity law is the concept of contemporary community standards, which means prosecutions will depend on the jurisdiction you're in. And it means that obscenity prosecutions are very much open to political manipulation.
El Paso police are in fact being pressured by some people in the community who want to rid their city of adult bookshops and strip clubs. Attorney Roger John Diamond says cases like adult store clerk Sergio Acosta's go beyond community standards and are in fact an attack on an individual's sexual freedom. 2 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Texas's sodomy law, which prohibited a private sex act between consenting adults. Diamond is pinning his defense of Acosta on that decision.
The U.S. Supreme Court said that that statute interfered with the right of sexual privacy of citizens. And I suppose what motivated the legislature to prohibit private sexual activity of a homosexual nature is what also motivated the Texas legislature into legislating against sexual devices.
But the El Paso DA has always maintained that the case against Sergio Acosta does not involve private sex with an obscene device, but rather the public sale of that device. Diamond says if the state court rules against his client, he'll appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. In the meantime, Sergio Acosta and the store he still works in continue to sell the same kind of sex toys that got them into so much trouble in the first place. And Joanne Webb is still hosting her in-home passion parties, cautiously.
To get around the law these days, at my parties, I explain to the women that I will be telling them how to get the most satisfaction out of these kinds of products. However, if they choose to purchase one, they will have to purchase it as a novelty, a gag gift, or a cake decoration. And they're willing. They say, hey, not a problem.
Webb's lawsuit includes a handful of other Passion Party hostesses seeking to overturn the Texas statute. Arguments in both cases are expected to begin early this year. For Day to Day, I'm Stephen Cuevas.